You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Tuesday, February 24, 2026. Save room. As LNG exports and Haynesville production rise, Natgas storage takes center stage. Published by Housley Carr. New LNG export capacity near the Texas-Louisiana border, rising natural gas production in the Haynesville and the Western Haynesville, and new pipelines transporting that gas south to the Gulf Coast have spurred a lot of interest in gas storage, and storage developers are responding. In today's RBN blog, we'll discuss existing and planned storage facilities between the Haynesvilles and the greater Sabine River area, the pipes they tie into, and the role all that storage will play as regional gas production and LNG export volumes increase. The infrastructure build-out along the border between the Lone Star and Bayou states is well underway. According to RBN's weekly LNG Voyager report, liquefaction trains with a combined capacity of 75 million tons per annum, 10 BCF per day, have reached a final investment decision, or FID, and are under construction along or very near the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu ship channels, with online dates of between now and 2031. These include: Number 1. Golden Pass LNG. 3 trains, 18 million tons per annum, 2.4 BCF per day, in Sabine Pass, Texas, whose first train is starting up now and whose second and third are slated to do the same in Q2 and Q4 of this year. Number 2. Port Arthur LNG, whose 4 6.5 million tons per annum trains, 26 million tons per annum combined capacity, 3.4 BCF per day, will come online in 2027, 2028, 2030 and 2031. Number 3. CP2 LNG, Venture Global's follow-up to Calcasieu Pass LNG, whose 26 smaller trains, combined capacity 14.4 million tons per annum / 1.9 BCF per day, will begin producing in 2027. Number 4. Louisiana LNG, first phase capacity 16.5 million tons per annum / 2.2 BCF per day, scheduled to start coming online in 2029. These new LNG export facilities will join three existing terminals in the area, Sabine Pass LNG, Cameron LNG and Calcasieu Pass, that together have a staggering 52.8 million tons per annum, 7 BCF per day, of capacity. That means that within 5 years or so, terminals along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu waterways will receive as much as 17 BCF per day of natural gas, massive volumes by any measure. Whether the gas feeding these terminals comes from the Haynesville, the four Texas counties at the core of the Western Haynesville, or other production areas like the Permian, Eagle Ford or Marcellus Utica, midstreamers, marketers and LNG terminal operators themselves will need to arrange for pipeline capacity to deliver the gas and, in many cases, gas storage capacity to help manage the flow of gas to the region's growing number of liquefaction plants and ensure those facilities have the gas they need when they need it. As we discussed a few weeks ago in Southbound, new pipeline capacity has been, and continues to be, built between the Haynesville and the Sabine-Neches Calcasieu region to provide more direct, beeline access from northeastern Texas and northwestern Louisiana to LNG terminals and other customers along the coast. The 1.65 BCF per day Gulf Run pipeline came online in 2022, and LEAPI, Louisiana Energy Access Project, which started as a 1 BCF per day north-to-south pipeline in 2020, added 300 million cubic feet per day in 2023 and another 600 million cubic feet per day in 2024. Then, last summer, gas started flowing on the new 1.8 BCF per day Louisiana Energy Gateway Pipeline, or LEG, and the 1.7 BCF per day NG3 Pipeline, or New Generation Gas Gathering. LEG and NG3 are both expandable to more than 2 BCF per day. And still more pipeline capacity from the Haynesville to the LNG export terminals near the Texas-Louisiana line is under construction, with the most significant project being the Pelican Pipeline, which was originally planned as a 1.75 BCF per day pipe but later expanded to 2.5 BCF per day. For even more on pipelines out of the Haynesville, see our recent Into the Great Wide Open. Before we get to existing and planned gas storage facilities along or near the border hugging corridor between the Haynesville, Western Haynesville and Sabine-Neches Calcasieu areas, we should note that gas is also flowing into that corridor on pipelines from the west, and still more will be soon. These include the existing Matterhorn Express, 2.5 BCF per day, and at least four planned pipelines, Eiger Express, 3.7 BCF per day, from the Permian to the Katy, Texas area. The 2.2 BCF per day Hugh Brinson pipeline from the Permian to southeast of Dallas, Trident pipeline, 2.2 BCF per day, from Katy to Golden Pass LNG, and the 2.5 BCF per day Mustang pipeline from Katy to Port Arthur LNG. Taken together, that's an extraordinary amount of new pipeline capacity headed for the same general area, with a large portion of the gas flowing through those pipes headed for 7 LNG export terminals within a short drive of each other. Gas flowing into the same region also will supply an increasing number of gas-fired power plants, many of them being planned to provide highly reliable electricity to new AI-related data centers. See, we should be friends. The hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute gas needs of all these gas-hungry customers can vary widely, and sometimes suddenly. While pipelines can absorb many of these variations, balancing gas supply and demand in the region will require more gas storage facilities that can, for example, quickly receive large volumes of gas when an LNG train trips offline or quickly send out stored gas when demand for gas-fired generation spikes. While surges in demand are generally handled by pipeline line pack raising and then reducing the pipeline's pressure, that line pack has to be restored pronto. And sudden excess gas in a pipeline caused by demand dropping before supply, like when an LNG train trips off, needs an immediate place to go. Nearby gas storage can help address both situations. As we said last year in Wanna Be Startin' Somethin', there are two types of gas storage facilities in Pad 3, Gulf Coast, salt caverns and depleted fields or reservoirs. Aquifer-based gas storage is a third option, but those facilities are located almost exclusively in Pad 2, Midwest Great Plains, and are not as flexible or responsive as the other types. Storage projects also can vary widely in their capacities, and they can be start-from-scratch efforts, aka greenfield projects, or expansions of existing facilities. The primary advantages of salt cavern gas storage are that it allows for the rapid withdrawal and injection of gas, critically important for the rapid response we're talking about, and that it enables large volumes of gas to be stored under high pressure within a small footprint, and that it allows for the rapid withdrawal and injection of gas, the latter being critically important in certain circumstances, such as the LNG export terminal outage situation we just noted. Depleted fields, also known as depleted reservoirs, involve repurposing natural gas fields that have produced most or all of their economically recoverable gas. Depleted field storage costs considerably less to develop than salt cavern storage but offers slower injection and withdrawal rates compared with the quantity of gas stored. In other words, a massive and expensive quantity of gas has to be kept in the ground to support the pressures and flows needed, as compared with a salt cavern, and it takes much longer to recover after a large withdrawal. All of that sets the stage. Now we'll begin our review of existing and planned gas storage facilities along or near the Texas-Louisiana border. Note, because of the significance of the Katy area as a feeding point for Permian and Eagleford-sourced gas, we'll be including gas storage near that important hub, even though it's 30 miles west of Houston. We'll start with Caliche, which owns Golden Triangle Storage, or GTS, an interstate gas storage facility in Jefferson County, Texas, with two existing salt caverns, two under construction and plans for several more. Caverns 1 and 2 have a combined capacity of 14 BCF, a maximum injection rate of 0.765 BCF per day, and a maximum withdrawal rate of 0.68 BCF per day. GTS is a standout in that it is capable of interstate service, with its 14-mile dual-header system that runs northeast from the Beaumont site into Orange County, Texas. GTS has interconnections with Kinder Morgan, Texas, TETCO, Florida Gas Transmission, or FGT, Houston Pipeline, or HPL, Golden Pass Pipeline, Santana Pipeline, and a Nat Gasoline Methanol plant. All of the first two caverns' firm capacity is under long-term contract to Golden Pass LNG, which is owned by Qatar Energy and ExxonMobil. As for the next two planned GTS caverns, Caliche in November 2024 took FID on both. Cavern 3 is expected to come online in Q1 2027, with Cavern 4 to follow in Q4 2027. As part of this expansion, Caliche is adding interconnects to Momentum Clarity and ExxonMobil's Beaumont refinery and expanding existing interconnect capacities at TETCO and FGT. Caliche also is pursuing the development of its Spindle Top expansion project, which will consist of four additional caverns, 30.75 BCF of working storage capacity with 1 BCF per day of injection and withdrawal, at its Jefferson County site as well as direct connections with the planned Trident and Mustang Express pipelines. Caliche filed an application for the project with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, in March 2025 and expects to receive FERC approval in Q1 2026. FERC issued an environmental assessment, or EA, for Spindletop in October. Kelechi has indicated that it expects to add the new capacity incrementally between 2028 and 2031, with the Trident and Mustang interconnects ready as soon as those pipelines are operational. Next up is Trinity Gas Storage, which in January 2025 started operations at the 24 BCF first phase of its standalone gas storage project in Bethel, Texas, just northeast of the Western Haynesville and about 80 miles west of the Texas-Louisiana state line. The Trinity Bethel facility, the first greenfield gas storage in the region in more than a decade, utilizes parts of two nearly depleted reservoirs that have been producing natural gas since the early 1950s. The facility was designed with a routine withdrawal capability of up to 0.46 BCF per day, with short-term peak deliverability up to 0.75 BCF per day under high demand conditions. Trinity Bethel is connected to Momentum Midstream Midcoast Energy's Double D and Clarity systems and Atmos Energy's Atmos Pipeline, Texas, providing access to the multiple Carthage area interconnects in Panola, Texas, as well as downstream Southeast Texas and Gulf Coast demand centers. The storage facility also has the potential to be connected to the Energy Transfer ET fuel pipeline system. Trinity Gas Storage announced in December 2025 that it had reached FID on Phase 2 of its Bethel project, which the company said will add at least 13 BCF of gas storage capacity and two new pipeline connections, one to Enterprise Products Partners East Texas System and the other to Calpine Pipeline serving the Freestone Energy Complex. The new capacity is expected to come online in Q3 2026. Speaking of Bethel, Energy Transfer owns the Bethel Gas Storage Facility there, and said in August 2025 that it had taken FID on a plan to double its capacity to 12 BCF by adding a new salt dome cavern there. The company said it expects the 6 BCF of incremental capacity will be operational by late 2028. Energy Transfer also owns the 6 BCF Bryson Storage Facility northwest of Fort Worth in Jack County, Texas, outside our focus area, as well as storage in Louisiana tied to its trunk line, Enable Gas Transmission, and Mississippi River Transmission Pipeline systems, and, of course, the well-known BAML Depleted Reservoir Storage Facility north of Houston. BAML, Red Tank Icon, can store up to 62 BCF of gas and has a peak withdrawal rate of 1.3 BCF per day and a peak injection rate of 0.6 BCF per day. Well, that's a start. There's a lot more gas storage capacity either in place or under development close to the Texas-Louisiana line. We'll discuss them all in an upcoming blog. Save Room was written by John Stevens, John Legend, William Adams, Will.i.am, Jessica Wilson, Buddy Bui, and James R. Cobb. It appears as the first song on John Legend's second studio album, Once Again. The song is built on a sample of Gabor Szabo's version of the classic Foray's hit single, Stormy, written by Buddy Bui and James R. Cobb. Bui and Cobb would later open the Studio One recording studio in Doraville, Georgia, and put together the successful southern rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS, writing most of their hit songs. As a side note, after ARS opened a show for Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, in Tulsa in the 1970s, they went to a Tulsa nightclub and jammed for a few songs with Paradise, a local band that included RBN's Rusty Brazil and Mickey McMahon. Brian Barber directed the video for Save Room. It was released as a single in August 2006 and went to number 10 on the Billboard Adult R&B chart and number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Once Again was recorded at various studios in 2005, 06 and produced by Kanye West, John Legend, Dave Tozer, Will.i.am, Raphael Sadiq, Craig Street, Eric Hudson, Devo Springsteen, and Avenue. Released in October 2006, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top R&B Albums chart and number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified platinum by the RIAA. 7 singles were released from the LP. John Legend, John Roger Stevens, is an American singer, songwriter, pianist, record producer, and actor. He began his professional career as a session pianist and background vocalist in the late 1990s. He released his debut studio album, Get Lifted, on Kanye West's Good Music label in 2004. Legend has released 10 studio albums, 6 live albums, 3 EPs and 56 singles, and has sold over 7 million records worldwide. He has won an Academy Award, 3 Daytime Emmy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, a Golden Globe Award, 13 Grammy Awards, a Tony Award, an American Music Award, 2 Billboard Music Awards, and 2 MTV Video Music Awards. Legend has appeared on 26 television shows, 11 motion pictures, and has been a judge on the TV talent show The Voice for 9 seasons. He still records and will begin a U.S. tour in mid-March.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.